All right. First of all, just wanted to, on behalf of the team, you know, express our the thoughts and prayers that are with Harvey and Cassie from the accident that you know, happened over the weekend, and you know, we pray that they're being looked over and that they're doing better. It sounds like they are, but it was a very unfortunate situation, one that really, I think, shook everybody, you know, in the organization. As far as the game goes, proud of the way the team competed. You know, getting behind 14-0 down here is not really where you want to be. But, you know, we fought back and were able to put together, you know, some plays to tie it up at halftime and then, you know, took the lead. And, you know, we're able to string together a little bit more, but really had trouble finishing. And, you know, Jets, as always, are, as I said, they're tough down here. You know, really, really competitive game. I think we, you know, left some opportunities and missed some opportunities for plays in all three phases of the game. Hopefully we can, you know, get a few more of those going forward. But, like I said, proud of the way the team played. Some, you know, good situational football. You know, able to score at the end of the half and stop on the last drive and, you know, had some good coverage plays. So, you know, I thought there were some, you know, some good things there. The, you know, the fumble, that was an interesting play. But, you know, when Malcolm came off the field, first thing he told me was the ball was out. And, you know, I thought they were reviewing whether he had crossed the goal line or not. But, you know, Malcolm obviously had a really good look at it and was sure it was out the first thing he told me. And so that was a ruling, and, you know, that's why ball possession is so important down there. We had a close one in the New Orleans game that, you know, barely went our way, but it was the same kind of thing, you know, bang, bang, play right there on the goal line. So it's a good job of turning the ball over on that one, turning the ball over on a couple of the interceptions that we had. And so it's good to see our defense make those plays. So good to get the win down here. Yeah, it's going to got to keep grinding. Still a lot of things we can keep working on and do better.
What's it say about Malcolm's situational awareness? Seems like he was right in the ref's ear about that being a fumble and to just get his hand in there to force the fumble as well.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much he had to do with talking to the officials. I mean, I don't really know about that. But, no, did a great job getting his hand in. I mean, he has a good knack for that. He's done that before. He has good ball awareness and does a good job of slapping at the ball and you know, has good strength, and maybe he's gotten those balls out before. So, but it was a tremendous play, great awareness, and I mean, saved us 7 points.
I asked Malcolm if he knew what the outcome would be when the play was made, when he was with us. Played for Bill Belichick, of course I knew what the outcome would be. Do you at all coach those kinds of things down by the goal line? Look, punch
absolutely.
The ball?
Absolutely. Yep.
What type of lift did Deion Lewis give you guys in the running game specifically today?
Yeah, I thought Deion ran hard, ran well. You know, Mike ran hard. I thought both backs, you know, I mean, this is probably as good as we've run the ball against these guys, especially out of regular sets, you know, in a while. So, you know, I thought Josh, you know, called a great game. You know, we ran outside, ran inside, ran back weak side. So we had some balance there, but I thought our offensive line did a good job of, you know, getting the backs started. Then the backs ran hard, made some yards on their own. You know, James Devlin, Rob Gronkowski, you know, a big part of that too. So that was encouraging.
You went down 14 points. Did you say anything to your coaches, to the players, to help try and swing the momentum, help maybe motivate players, coaches?
Well, I think a lot of our wounds are self-inflicted. You know, we gave up 4 third downs on the first drive defensively, and you know, felt like, I mean, obviously we had good chances to get off the field on all those and didn't do it. You know, offensively, we, you know, again, just made a lot of, weren't able to string enough plays together, and, you know, weren't able to produce much. So we felt like, you know, we were kind of our biggest enemy there in the first third of the game, and you know, we just got to do a better job of, you know, what we need to do. I mean, look, they have good players and they're well coached too. I'm not saying that, but you know, we just felt like the plays we were in position to make, we just didn't just didn't have them executed the way that they need to be executed, and Jets took advantage of them, and, you know, we're down 14-0.
Bill, Stephon Gilmore wasn't on the injury report all week, then he was downgraded to out with a concussion yesterday. Just curious if you can explain at all what happened there.
We followed the rules to the letter on the injuries like we always do. We reported exactly as it happened.
Also, Tom Brady set yet another record today. He's now the winningest regular season quarterback of all time. Just
great. Yeah, that's what we're all here for, is to win games. So, yep. One, been very fortunate to have Tom, you know, at the helm on a lot of those wins. So, yep, that's what we're all in it for, is to win.
We saw him get emotional a few times today, like he generally does. But when he comes off the field screaming, is he able to compartmentalize? And does his passion help him at all, or does he kind of put it to the side?
Yeah, that's a good question. You should ask him.
Well, the turnaround that you had when Malcolm had the pick with, I think, 40 seconds left. It was 14-7 at the time. Malcolm had the pick with 40 seconds. And you were able to get the shot play down there. How big was that whole turnaround, because you scored out of the half as well? Was that kind of the turning point?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we again, didn't really handle the end of the half the way we wanted to handle it. You know, we got down there with, I don't know, whatever it was, a minute and a half, and then, you know, threw three incomplete passes, missed the field goal, and then, you know, we were fortunate to get the ball back and then able to capitalize on that opportunity. And, you know, Cooks made a great catch for us down the field. So, I mean, it turned out all right. We scored before the half, but, that's not really what the way we were trying to handle the whole situation. But the defensive turnover obviously turned things around. I mean, it's kind of similar to the situation that the Jets had last week against Cleveland. You know, it was a 0-0 game, and then Browns missed a field goal before the half. Then the Jets came back and got the ball out of bounds with 6 seconds. They threw it out of bounds with one, kicked a 57-yard field goal, go up 3-0, win by three. So, you know, we talked about that whole situation, the end of the half, a lot. But we, you know, it came out all right, but it really wasn't really quite the way we were trying to do it.
Bill Johnson Bademosi was thrown into the mix today, kind of last minute with Stephon being ruled out. How was he best brought up to speed? How did you think he played today?
Well, look, every player's got to be ready to go in the role that he's responsible for. I mean, that could happen on the first play of the game, or in this case, it happened before the game. So, you know, that's every player's job and every coach's job, to be prepared for the situations and the roles that they're in. And when they're called on, to go out there and perform the best they can. I thought John competed well. And John Jones and Slater gave us, you know, good gunner play, good coverage play in the kicking game, with John taking more snaps on defense. So, you know, it's a good complementary game, complementary effort from, you know, that group with only three corners on the field. And obviously our safeties played a lot today, too, with only three corners active. So, you know, Chung, McCourty, Duran, and Jordan all had, you know, a lot of snaps out there. And there were some three safety defenses instead of our, you know, three corner type defenses, things like that. But, you know, those guys stepped up and did a good job.
Your final question.
Bill, are you concerned that you're having these self-inflicted wounds, especially on defense, you know, and considering you had extra time to prepare for this game after Tampa Bay?
Well, we try to make the most out of every week of preparation that we can for every game. So that's what we did last week, that's what we'll do this week, and that's what we'll do every week. Okay. All right. Thank you.